This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The New York Jets are trading Sauce Gardner to the Indianapolis Colts for two first-round draft picks. Two picks for the Colts, who lost last week to Pittsburgh. That was more because they were turning the ball over. But the Jets, they signed Sauce Gardner this offseason. 4 years, $120.4 million extension. Doesn't make it through the season now. Going to wear the horseshoe with the Colts. It goes from last place to first place.
Damn, I wonder what the cap ramifications are to that one, Bob. I mean, but that's a deal where, you know, the Colts call and say, are you guys, you know, willing to trade Sauce Gardner? We'll listen to anything, but, you know, better hit a home run. Give you two ones. Done.
Yeah, I mean, is he... He's a talented guy.
But he hadn't had many picks.
I mean,
you know, he's making a fortune.
Is he Dion? Is he, you know, Mike Haynes? Is he that guy?
No. Hey, and Bob, when you look at it, all right, they're going to have to draft a quarterback, right? So they're going to be picking. They might be picking first, and then they're going to be picking. If you're the Colts, you're saying, all right, here's how you justify it. All right, if we get Sauce, you know, we're going to be picking late 20s or 30s, at least. You know, we got everybody back, you know, for a couple of years. So what is, so what? You know, I mean, that's kind of how you
justify. Yeah, you're in it to win it.
Yep, no doubt.
And he signed, and as you said, the cap hit, who knows what that's going to be. But for the Jets, who knows? Now Quinnen Williams could be on the table, maybe.
Two ones, Bob, yeah, for that.
Yeah,
now,
who knows?
I'm not giving up a one.
Now, Breece Hall apparently could be had. If you want to go there, I mean, this young core that they built within the last couple of years is already getting dismantled.
Bob, if I'm Eric and I kind of feel like Matabike, if he's not going to be able to play football again, you know, who I hope he is, but if not, you got a ton of money tied into him. Now, Quinnen Williams, it costs you a 2 and a 4. Quinnen Williams is a beast. You know, that's not their style, though. I mean, to give up, you know, something like that.
We'll see. But a big trade there just happening over the last few minutes. Sauce Gardner to the Colts. Two first-round draft picks going back to New York. Now, earlier today, just wrapped up about an hour ago, the Orioles introduced their new manager, Craig Albernaz. And we had David Rubenstein and Mike Elias there as well. This is something we'll probably get into a little more in-depth tomorrow. But Albernaz, as he talked to the assembled media down at the warehouse, was asked about analytics and how that fits into his world.
I love the information. I want all the information. Those data points have been available for years now, like batting average, ERA, that's all data points. But now, like, you can now get a little bit granular and, you know, there's better information. And me, my coaching staff, we're going to want that information. But that's only a piece of the puzzle. You know, I talk about it in, like, you're trying to place good bets on the field. Those numbers, those data points help you place those bets, but it's not 100% certainty. You know, at the end of the day, the players go out and play, like I talked about before. So it's equipping them with the right information at the right time that's digestible, but also getting the players' feedback and listen to your players.
Yeah, and maybe go by feel oftentimes as well. And we'll see if that's going to be his MO as a manager. And last year, because Cleveland, like the Orioles, didn't hit a ton of home runs. I mean, they have Jose Ramirez, who's a top three finalist for most valuable player. He's one of the best players in baseball, but they did a lot of bunting and in particular sacrifice bunting. One of the tops in baseball, he and Stephen Vogt together. Orioles had four sacrifice bunts on the year. I mean, they were all in on, you know, hitting runs, kind of not even a thing anymore, but they weren't really great at advancing runners. And since they weren't bashing away the home runs they were 2 years ago when they finished second in baseball and homers, their run production really suffered, and they've sucked since the All-Star break, Nolan, of 2024 with runners in scoring position. I mean, there's a fine mix that you can have. I mean, if you've got Aaron Judge 15 times in your lineup, hey, let's just hit home runs, and we'll just beat your brains in. But you've got to get a little more creative here offensively, especially when your team's not all that great in situational hitting circumstance.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that, I mean, I liked about the hire to begin with is just the fact that, you know, coming from that organization in Cleveland, that's kind of their MO. You know, they don't just say, all right, we're a beer league softball team and everyone's going to hit 30, 35 homers. You know, they find different ways to get it done. Stephen Kwan, great example. You know, he's a key cornerstone piece of that lineup. He's not a power guy, but you sure want him in there every day. So there's room to have different roles in baseball. And I think with recent rule changes, the game has kind of started to become more entertaining and getting away from that three true outcomes nonsense that was plaguing the game for so long. There is excitement. There is room for different roles, and we'd love the Orioles to take advantage.
And Kwan, by the way, is a guy that could be had this offseason. He was almost traded during the trade deadline from Cleveland, where Albernaz is coming from. And not that this matters, I wouldn't think, but he was teammates of Adley Rutschman's at Oregon State when they won the national championship. So Stephen Kwan, another left-handed stick, but you put him at the top of your lineup. I know that Tony Manzolino said that Jackson Holliday was going to be the leadoff hitter for the next 5 years. Well, Manzo's not here anymore. So I'm guessing that Albernaz is going to have his own ideas to what the lineup should look like. But what do you do with Moon Man? You put him in center field because maybe his best position's in left field. Kwan's a gold glove guy in left field. You know, choices, decisions to be made. But if Kwan's available, if I'm the Orioles, I'm inquiring about what the availability will be and what it's going to cost me to get him over here.
Right, and your first instinct would be, well, why would Cleveland trade to another American League contending team? But I mean, they just did that with the Blue Jays, with Jimenez. So I don't think they really care where they send a player if they're trading. They're just looking for value.
Here's Craig Albernaz talking about culture and set by the players and how he's a big fan of that.
Yeah, the culture is set by the players. Us as a coaching staff, front office, we support the players. You know, at the end of the day, coaches don't play, front office members don't play, the players play in between the lines. It's all about the boys, and that's something that will drive that culture, is the players in that clubhouse. And we're going to be there to support them every step of the way. You know, I'm a firm believer in leadership comes in different ways and styles. You don't have to be a veteran to be a leader. You could be a young guy, and everyone leads by example or leads in their own way. And so it's up to me to figure out how each player ticks.
And he's going to get to learn these guys. I'm sure he knows them from afar. I mean, he's been in that Cleveland dugout for a couple of years, came up through the Tampa system. But he's seen this current crop of Orioles player. And, you know, he's going to go in there, I guess. I don't know. It doesn't sound like he's going to be flipping tables and ruining the post-game food spread. But who knows? I mean, he's saying a lot of things to the media, and, you know, this will all come to fruition coming up in mid-February once they get down to Sarasota.
I like the stuff that he's been saying. I mean, he sounds like he knows what he wants. You know, he sounds like a true pro.
What do you think?
This is one of the bigger things for me, the player leadership. One of the biggest things I was looking for out of whoever got the new Orioles manager job is that the Orioles have an abundance of talent. There's no doubt about it. Make a debate about getting the most out of that talent. That's another task for Albernaz. But in my opinion, they really lack a player leader on the team, despite having, in my opinion, probably three, four guys who could fit that mold. I don't care who it is that steps up, but somebody's got to do it, right? And everyone wants to talk about Adam Jones. We don't have to be Adam Jones. You know, be your own player, but we need the players to hold themselves accountable. You know, you're no longer just a young team. These guys are getting older. These guys are in their mid to late 20s now. They're not the baby birds anymore. Those days are gone. So it's time to take that next step. Handle your business on the field. That's always the most important thing. But, you know, Albernaz can't be the only one cracking the whip. The players have to buy in.
When we come back, John Harbaugh, he always leads by example.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And with an iron fist, he doesn't have a doghouse. Wink, wink. But we'll talk about John Harbaugh. We'll get into this trade deadline. A couple of trades are going down in the last 5 to 10 minutes in the NFL. 4 o'clock is said deadline. If you're running the Ravens, what are you trading for? Within realism, hey, I want to get Abdul Carter from the Jets. No, we're not going there. If you're going to swing a move, hey, defensive tackle be nice. What about an O-lineman? Are teams willing to give up that sort of, would you fancy a reunion with Kevin Zeitler? That sort of thing. If you're going to bust a move, what's it going to be? You got the Feeble Five, who are the 5 worst teams in the NFL through 9 weeks. And then we'll talk about the trade deadline. Jared Dubin, Sauce Gardner to the Colts, 2 first-round draft picks going back to New York. Crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.